Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Happy Monday, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich with you. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network, weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time. We've got Noops dropping by. He'll have some Monday Night Football action coming up at the top of the hour. Monday morning market moves, college football and NFL next hour as well. All right, case of the Mondays. Got a few things jotted down. Patriots, you suck. Like, they should have won that game handily. I ended up getting there on the Patriots. I'm like, okay, look, I actually don't even think this Steelers defense on the road should be favored. They've been awful going back the last couple months of football, and they were awful. In fact, the Patriots were looking good as far as moving the football, but it's a problem when you keep dropping the football. Even in the offseason, Sam, when we were previewing the upcoming season for New England, and there's all this love about the Patriots going over 8.5 as they sit 1-2 now, everybody's, oh, yeah. And, well, what about Henderson? What are you going to do with Henderson? It's Ramondre's job. Ramondre's going to be the guy. He's going to be the guy all year. He's going to be the bell cow guy. That's how it's going to – well, how do you know? He fumbles the ball all the time. Like, no, it's his job. It's his job. He's going to be the dude. Really. So let's fumble it. Let's do it again at the one-yard line, and let's keep him out there. Like, what are we doing? It's bad. They don't want to hear it. Bad coaching. Vrabel and Josh McDaniels. Bad coaching. To go into the season with this as a plan, he's going to fumble it more, and let's keep it going. So you lose four fumbles yesterday. Lose four of them. And they lose by one score. Should have won the game. Aaron Rodgers beat you with 139 passing yards. Inexcusable loss there. Inexcusable. All the turnovers there. Patriots, you suck. No, all sucks. Well, the weather can kind of suck because of all the weather delays that we've had, but there's nothing you can do about it, right? So Notre Dame is going, they have that long delay with Purdue, and they made a couple of right decisions, which I'll get to. One, they skipped halftime. They just took a break for a few minutes because I'm like, you can't go to halftime after having, a delay that went on and on forever. But I get it. My wife told me that they cut off the alcohol sales shortly into the delay. They're like, oh, it's fine. We'll get some beer. And then they got some, and then they went back for more. Like, nope, we had to cut it off. Like, maybe they thought it was going to get dangerous there, or how long this delay was going to go on. But Illinois fans suck, man. Like, I hate Indiana fans. And we got Gertz here as an Indiana fan. The 0-9 not panning out so far. Big Ten play, 1-0. In dominant fashion, by the way. But Illinois fans suck. Look, when you have to make a high-level decision, when a lot of power brokers are involved, like, you got to reach out to a lot of people. And I'm talking about the relationship between Notre Dame and NBC. That is not something some producer can make on the fly. Like, we all know this, the amount of money involved. Like, if you're going to upset Notre Dame fans, and the people that give you a lot of money, like you've got to clear it through a lot of people. So that's probably a tough decision to make on the fly. You need to get clearance from a lot of people. And initially, it was announced that the start of Illinois, Indiana was going to be on Peacock. And all did the Illini fans go insane. How'd you feel about 10 minutes into that game? Did you wish it was on Peacock? Did you wish that you weren't able to see that game? So NBC reverses course before the game starts and announces, no, we're going to move Notre Dame Purdue over to Peacock because, you know, it's 56-23 in the third quarter. That makes perfect sense. And then, you know, I'm just sharing that. I'm like, you can stop the bitching because the game is not going to be on Peacock. It's going to be on NBC because apparently none of you guys have the app. The response is even after they make the correct decision, bleep ND, bleep you, bleep Rudy, bleep off. I'm like, these guys are clowns. Oh, they're already feeling it. They know what's coming from the Hoosiers, and boy, did it come. And it was not pretty. But I'm like, they were mad that they were moving the game to Peacock. Then they were mad that the game was going to be on NBC. You didn't miss a freaking snap. They left Notre Dame Purdue and they got to Illinois, Indiana before kickoff. And Illinois fans were still mad. Like they were irate before the game got going. It was telling me that they were a little bit on edge. Maybe they knew what was coming. Waxing that ass. That's what the Hoosiers did to the Illini. And that made me laugh yesterday, the other day.
63-10.
Brutal. Like not even a fake comeback in the second half either. You felt confident enough in the second quarter. Like, yeah, this is embarrassing, man. That was a rough one. We talked about it every day on this show. The public is all over Illinois, and the line keeps climbing. They're all over the Illini, and it keeps going up. 6, 6.5. It's 7 on game day. It kept going up and up and up, and Sam, we've seen these cases a million times. We saw exactly why once the real play started.
I was stunned that it hit 7 by game day. I mean, it was Indiana 7, and those moves are usually right. And you had some people like, oh, well, I'll take 7. 7's a good number. No, never was. How about Fernando Mendoza? Second favorite to win the Heisman now at BetMGM. 9-1. Only guy ahead of him is John Mateer, your guy.
My guy. What? Beck wasn't bad. Big win.
He was okay, but Florida's defense is very good. Beck will have plenty of opportunities to shine through. Mateer, Mendoza, and then a tie for 3. Dante Moore, Carson Beck. So, yeah, this is tough. I've thought about this for, you know, 24 hours now. I got a text yesterday during Countdown to Kickoff about our friend, not just my friend, our friend, everybody's friend, Dave Sherapin, who lost his fight yesterday with cancer. And it's like, you know, how do I come on a show and complain about a losing bet or complain about Rutgers losing a cover in the fourth quarter or the Cowboys defense? Like, none of it matters. We lost a friend. Man, I got a text from him in the middle of July about how he was going to beat this and he felt good and they were on the road to recovery. I went back and saw a text at the end of August that said, we had a good run, Sammy. I love you. And I just like, I didn't know how to handle that. And I think a lot of people didn't know how bad it had gotten. And Dave is very positive and optimistic. I mean, you've had him on for years. I've had him on for years. We've celebrated birthdays together. He came to all my Super Bowl parties. I ate cheese fries over a garbage can many times with him on Fremont. Paulie knows him well. You know him. I know him. Everybody loved him. And I got that text yesterday during our show. And I during commercial, I was just like, all right, suck it up, get through it. And then at the end of the show, you can make your peace or whatever. And I can't believe he's gone. That guy and I spent so many hours on the phone. When he lost a job, when I lost a job, the perfect dad, he loved his kids, his wife, Jess. Oh, I just feel so bad. Every time you saw Dave, all he did was talk about his kids. His girl, his three girls, softball. Oh, man, I'm sorry. It's very hard for me. I miss him.
Yeah. The kind of guy that Dave was, and we're going to get into, we want to spend more time and celebrate Dave this week, and we will. Like, I was thinking, as we talk about him and celebrate him, and so people really understand, and I think a lot of our listeners and viewers do, because he would be in contact with everybody on social media because he just wants to talk to people. He's the definition of a people person. And you mentioned how great of a dad he is, and he always has been, and always talks about his kids. And you know what else he always talks about? He wants to know about your kids. He wants to know about your dad. How's your mom doing? Like, that, every time you see him, talk to him, first thing, he wants to know how your family's doing.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And I was thinking about, okay, when we talk about him, like, who would be great at explaining? I mean, everybody here on the show is friends with Dave too. I was like, oh, who's he really tight with that we have a good relationship with? I'm like, hey, you idiot. The answer is everybody, because you're right. He's everybody's friend. Everybody loves him. Everybody. And Dave loves everybody. He didn't have a bad word to say about anybody. There's so much backstabbing in this business. Like, he's never, ever that guy. He was just happy to be in the game. Like, just happy. One of the greatest storytellers I've ever met. Ever. Like, two of them, I'd say at the top of the list, are Dave Sharapan and Doug Buffone. A couple of Pittsburgh guys. I mean, it's so stupid to even, you're right, to bitch. I'm sitting here bitching about the Patriots, and I feel bad about it. But you know what? When I saw this awful news, and you pass it along to me, I was like, Steelers are winning this game. That was one of the thoughts that came through my head. Like, there's right. No doubt. And what happened? He kept punching the ball out of the Patriots' arms. Like, that's what happened yesterday.
It was just one of the best people, man.
The industry was gutted yesterday.
One of the best people.
Lost a human. Yeah. A great human.
Yeah. And the reaction yesterday, social media was all about Dave. And the crazy part was, Dave was never about himself. Mm-hmm. He was about his family. He was about his friends. The world lost a good one. And it's very sad that I'll never hear his voice again. It's very sad.
We'll celebrate Dave more this week. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.